Let's, Be'ez Hashem B'li Neder, let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is Erev and daf Mem Hey. This morning's learning is dedicated to Nishmas Avi Mori, Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef, as well as Chaim Tzvi Ben Avraham. We are up to 10 lines down, about 8 lines down, 9 lines down on Mem Hey Amid Aleph, from the words, the two dots. V'chol hayotzin lahatzil chozin l'mekomen. Anyone who is going out to like save somebody from a life and death situation is allowed to walk all the way back to his original place. I point out Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva where he's matir hatzala people coming back from a call to go to be mechal Shabbos on the way back, because otherwise they wouldn't go in the first place. Says the Gemara, vafilu tuva. So it sounds like you can go back to your place even if you walk 10,000 amos outside of the trim. But in the Reisha, it says you only have 2,000 amos. V'ha amos Reisha. But didn't it say in the Reisha, Alpayim amos v'su lo, that the rabbis give you an honorary 2,000 amos and that's it? Answers the Gemara. Amarav Yehuda Amarav. Shechozim b'chlei zayin l'mekoman. The Chiddush is that, yeah, you only have 2,000 amos. But chozim l'mekoman means within that 2,000 amos, you're even allowed to carry your weapons back to your house. Says the Gemara, well, my kusha. Well, what's the question in the first place? Dilma, lahatzel shiny. Maybe in the Reisha they say 2,000 amos. That's just for a mitzvah. You get 2,000 amos. But to save the Jewish people, you're allowed to taka walk as long as you need. El ikash yehokash. Disnan, but Rishon Allah yuzaz misham kol yom kulo. Originally, when Edim would come to violate the tchum, and they would testify, they would have to stay in Bezdin the whole Shabbos, the whole Yantif. Hiskin Rabbi Gamliel Azakin, Shiyeshtan HaPayimam L'chol Rach. Rabbi Gamliel made a takana. They came, they violated the din for a mitzvah. Let's give them a little bit of extra space. They could walk 2,000 amos. V'lo Be'el B'vad Amru, and the rabbis didn't only say by these people they have 2,000 amos. Hala filu chachoma haba li'aleid. Even if you have a midwife coming to help somebody give birth, or someone coming to save people from non-Jewish armies, we'll see this means where they're attacking about money. Or there's the river overflowed, or a building fell down, or there's a fire, Harehin or Hatzola, Harehin Ka'ansheyair. So they are like the people of the city, and v'yeshlam apayim amel chorach. They get 2,000 amos in every direction. So, on that, the Gemara is asking, v'sulo, you only get 2,000 amos for atzolos nefashos, v'ha amos kol yotzen lahatzach chozen l'koman afil tuva. Doesn't the end of the Mishnah say that if you're going to save somebody's life, you're allowed to walk even more than 2,000 amos? I'm with the Marav. The Chiddush is that you're even allowed to carry your weapons back to their original places. It used to be when they came back from war, they would have to place all their weapons in a house that was right outside the walls of the city. You couldn't bring it in. You had to leave it in the house outside. One time it happened, the enemies, after the war was over, saw that they put all their weapons back in the house outside. So the Goyim came and fought with them again. You put your weapons outside, the Goyim came to fight again. And the Jews who were trying to grab their weapons were fighting with each other to get their own weapons. They ended up killing each other more than the enemy killed them. At that time they made a takana. Don't drop your weapons off in the house outside the city. You're allowed to take your weapons all the way back to your house. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar, a different answer, lo kasha. When you win the war, then you're not worried they're going to chase after you. You only have 2,000 amos. However, this is written euphemistically. If the Goyim, it says the Goyim beat themselves. It doesn't mean the Goyim beat themselves. It means the Goyim beat the Jews. Meaning the Goyim beat the Jews. So then you're allowed to carry your weapons. Then you are allowed to come back all the way home. Because you got to be ready for another attack. even if you're very far away. Amar Vida Marav Nachim Shitzar Aliyaros Yisrael Ein Yotzan Lem Chle Zayin Ve'Mechalin Es HaShabbos. Unbelievable. Who says name of Rav? If non-Jews siege a Jewish city, the Jew is not allowed to shoot them. You're not allowed to kill them. You're not allowed to use your weapons. And that's on a weekday. That's the way the Netzivah says them. Even on a weekday, you're not allowed to take up weapons. And you can't be Mechal Shabbos. What? Why in the world can't you use weapons against Goyim if they attack you? So the Gemara says it's talking about where they only want your money. They're not out to kill you. How do you know that? Good question. I don't know. We'll see in a second. It's not so simple. Tanya na mihachi nachum shetzar v'chulei. Bamedvar mamurim. When do we say you're not allowed to shoot a non-Jew who tries to rob you? Kishabol eskei mamon. They only are coming to take money. So then you're not allowed to bear arms against them. You're not allowed to shoot them if they're only trying to take your money. Aval bo aliske nefashos. But if they're coming to kill you, obviously, yotzen alei mechle zayin u'mechalin alei nes ha-shabbos. Uvi'ir asmucha l'sfar, and a city that's on the border of the land of Israel, protecting the land of Israel, afil lo bo aliske nefashos aliske tevin v'kash, even if they're not coming on nefashos issues, they're just coming to take your money. Yotzin aleim mechle zayin, you are allowed to bear arms against them and shoot them. U'mechalan aleim nesah Shabbos, and you are allowed to be mechal Shabbos. So two ha'aros here. First of all, in the Hagos Hashri, that's a commentary on the Rush. In the name of the Or Zeruah, he writes as follows: Bizman hazeh, nowadays in Bo Shalan Eskei Mamun, if Goyim come to attack you for your money, Yotzin aleim mechle zayin. Nowadays, you're allowed to use weapons if they come against you, even if it's just for money. Umechal an aleim is a Shabbos. If a guy tries to steal money from you on Shabbos, you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos. V'chein muta lechabos is atleka b'zman hazeh mipnei sheyesh shadarim bein k'tzas umos. There are many people who live among the Goyim. Ukshiyesh tleka b'im v'sholim v'horgim v'lo gar meir asmucha l'svar. It's going to very easily turn into dina nefashos cases. The money cases are going to turn into dina nefashos cases. So you're allowed to bear arms from the beginning. It's the same reason. The Meiri writes, that's why a city that's on the border protecting the land of Israel, even if they're coming just over money, you're for sure allowed to bear arms during the weekend. You're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Because it's very easy for, once that city falls, so then it's going to be very easy for the non-Jews to attack the Jewish people. Amar Rav Yosef, Amar Yumi, Amar Rav Nachman, Ubavel, Ki'ir Asmucha L'Sfar Damya. There's a city in Bavel that's considered to be a city on the border, V'Targuma Nahar Do'a. That's a reference to the city of Nahar Do'a, which apparently was in between the Jewish area and the non-Jewish area, so it has a status of like a border town, and therefore you are allowed to bear arms during the weekend, you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos to protect that city. Davash Rabbi Dustoy Demin Bire. What's meant by the pasuk in Shmuel Aleph? Vayagidu l'David leimar hinei plishtim nilchamim ba'ki'ila. The plishtim are attacking the city of Ki'ila. Ve'hem ashosim esagranos. They are taking booty from the granaries. They're stealing grain from the Jewish people. Tana Ki'ila ir asmucha l'sfar ha'is. It was a city on the border. Ve'hem lo bo el ha'eskitav makash. The plishtim were only stealing money. Dechsev ve'hem ashosim esagranos. David asked the Urim v'Tumim, "Ha'elech v'kesi b'plishtim ha'elech, should I go fight the plishtim or not?" Vayom Hashem al David, "Lech v'kesi b'plishtim v'oshata es Ki'ila." Yes, go fight the plishtim and save the city of Ki'ila. Says the Gemara. Now, Ma'ika mibayle, what was David asking the Urim v'Tumim? Ilema ishari i'aser. If he was asking, "Am I allowed to go to war over a monetary issue?" The Gemara asks, you don't ask the Urim V'Tumim a halachic question, because lo b'shamayim hi. Hashem is not supposed to answer halachic questions. You have the Bezdin of Shmuel HaRamati. You should have gone and asked the Shaila of Shmuel. If the Shaila was, is it mutter to go to war over money? That you shouldn't ask the Urim V'Tumim. Apparently, there's a Gemara Maseches Tumura. Rashi quotes, Rashi is alluding to a Gemara Maseches Tzmur and Daf Tazayin, where it says that They did not want to ask the Urim Ratumim all the halachas that were forgotten in the days of the Avelos of Moshe Rabbeinu because of Loba Shemaimi. So says the Maritz Chayes in his commentary on Rashi. Fascinating. Ella, so what was he asking the Urim Ratumim? He wasn't asking a halachic shayla. Ella, I matzlach, I lo matzlach. He wanted to know if he decided to go to war, would he win? That's what he was asking. Don't worry, you're going to win the war.
So is the issue of the outside the city, it's allowed because it's not just the individual, it's the community money, or is it because that eventually they might come to harm you and the money's just the first step?
So the Meiri says the latter that you said. The Meiri says that if it's on the border, once that town goes, it's going to La Yehudim. Everyone's going to come, the opposite of La Yehudim. Everyone's going to come inside, and then it's going to lead to nefashos issues. Yeah. Okay. New Mishnah. Mi sheyoshav baderech va'amad v'ra'a harehu samach l'ir. A guy's traveling on the road. He doesn't know how much longer it is till the city. Then he sees the sun is setting. It's Erev Shabbos. So he says, what can I do? I'm going to be koveya my shvisa in this place. And then the next morning he wakes up. He walks a few feet down the road. He sees around the corner. Oh my gosh, the city was right there. So does he get the whole city and the 2,000 amas outside the city? Or does he only get 2,000 amas from where he established his residence? And Pasha Pshat, we're talking about a case where he said, Shvisasi b'makomi, said those words. Says the Gemara, says the Mishnah, Ho of Elohaisach havanas l'kach, since he did not intend to be kona shvisa with the city, lo yikanes. So he's not allowed more than the 2,000 avos. He's not allowed to be like the whole members of the city, and he gets the whole city plus 2,000 avos outside the city. Divi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Huda omer yikanes. Rabbi Yehuda says he's allowed to go into the city, and not only can walk even if the whole city is 20,000 amas, he gets the whole city, plus he gets 2,000 amas outside the city. And in the Rabbeinu Yohonasan, one of the Rishonim writes, the Mishnah is talking about where he said Shvisasi b'makomi. Rabbi Yehuda holds, even if he said Shvisasi b'makomi, he still gets to use the city because it was a Kabbalah b'taus. He did not realize that he could have easily had with the city. So had he known the city was right around the corner, he never would have done it. So his Kabbalah of Shvisa outside the city was mistaken, and therefore it's irrelevant. So understands Rabbeinu Yonasan. However, the Rashba writes in the name of the Ravid, if he said explicitly with his mouth, Shvisasi b'makomi, Rabbi Yehuda admits that he does not get to be like the people of the city. Rather, he has to be kona Shvisa outside. And Machlokas, the Rashba and Rabbeinu Yonasan, what case is the Mishnah talking about? Is the Mishnah talking about only if he does not say Shvisasi b'makomi? Or no, even if he says Shvisasi b'makomi, Rabbi Huda still says, we ignore it because it's a Kabbalah b'taos. Fascinating. Zach Tehele, Rabbi Huda, last line of the Mishnah. Rabbi Huda, Maise Hayav Nichnas Rabbi Tarfon below Miskavin. A story happened, Rabbi Tarfon stopped outside a city unintentionally, and then they told him the city's right around the corner. He went into the city and used it like Rabbi Yehuda. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'aser, Rabbi Tarfon, Jai Mahalach Baderech, V'chosh Chalo, V'lon Chutz La'ir. He slept outside the city. L'shachris Mitza'u Roi Bakar. The shepherds found him. Armulo, Rabbi Harei Ha'ir Lefanecha. The city's right here. Kaneis, come on in. Nichnas V'yashav Beis Hamedrash Dosh Chalo and Kulo. He went into the city and he sat in Beis Medrash and darshened all day long. So Rabbi Yehuda said, you see from this that I'm right, that if you didn't realize you're outside the city, you get to go in the city. Amrulo Misham Raya. You think that's a proof? Shema Belibo Haisa, maybe the Machshav Rabbi Tarfon in his heart was, oh, Beis HaMedrash Muvla B'soch Truma Haya. Maybe in his heart he had intention to dwell in the city. Or the Beis Medrash of the city happened to be within 2,000 amas. He sat there all day. Okay. Next Mishnah. Mishi yashan baderech v'lo yada shechashecha. A guy who sleeps outside on the road. He didn't know it was nightfall. Yesh to alpaim amel l'chorurach to Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri v'chachamim omrim ein lo ela arba amos. Whoa, he fell asleep, the poor guy. He doesn't even get 2,000 amos. He didn't intend to be Kona Shvisa there. Wow. Now, so the Rishonim, the Meiri writes here, if a person falls asleep in the city, the Chacham admit that he gets Shvisa in the city. Because the das of people in the city is to be Kona Shvisa. But here the guy was on the road, he just fell asleep. He had no intention to be Kona Shvisa. So the Chacham holds that you only can be Kona Shvisa if you're awake Erev Shabbos and you intend. Wow, that's intense. So there's a lot of opinions about this. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri says, no. Ain't ela arba amos on every direction. Rabbi Elazar Omer vuhuba emtzon. He only gets 2 amos in every direction. Rabbi Yehuda Omer la'ezer ruach sheyirtzeh yilech. He gets 4 amos in one direction. Umoda Rabbi Yehuda she'embirer lo. Rabbi Yehuda admits that if he decided in the beginning to take 2 amos in either direction, she'eniyoch lachzerbo, or 4 amos in one direction, he can't back out. Hayu shnayim. If you have two people who slept, who camped outside the city, each one gets 4 amos. Miktsas amos of shelzeh, besoch amos of shelzeh. Part of this guy's 4 amos were within the other guy's 4 amos. Let's say they stood 6 amos away from each other. So there's 2 amos that they can both walk to the middle. So mevi'in va'ochlin be'em. So they're allowed to bring their food to the middle 2 amos and eat together. But one guy is not allowed to go into the other guy's 2 amos. If there was 3 people there, like the 2 outer guys were 8 amos away, and the middle guy was in the middle 4 amos. So then the halach is what you would expect. The middle guy can go out into 2 amos of the other guys. Vehein mutarin imo, and they're permitted with him in their 2 amos. Ushnaim achitzon masurim zeim ze, and the 2 outer guys are usher with each other. Amar Rabbi Shimon lamaha davar domeh. What? In other words, in this case, you had like an 8 ama area. 2 guys on the outside, 1 guy on the inside. So the guy on the inside gets part with each guy on the outside. So Amar Rabbi Shimon, Lama Davar Dome. What is this compared to? L'shalosh chatzeros hapsuchos zo lezo. Right? It's like you have 3 courtyards open to each other. Upsuchos l'rishos harabim. If the 2 outer ones made an error with the middle one, the 2 outer ones can't go with each other. By Rava, says the Gemara. Rava asked the following question. My kasava Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri, who says that a sleeping person, he slept by accident, fell asleep, he acquires 2,000 amos of Shvisa. What does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri hold? My kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri. Mizbar kasavar cheftze hefker konin shvisa. Does Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri hold that cheftze hefker, objects of hefker, do acquire shvisa, that this is their place, in the place where they are when Shabbos enters, even though they're hefker, they have no owners who are being miskaven to be Kona Shvisa in that place. There's no owner. And therefore, if a person would be Zoche on Shabbos, he's not allowed to carry them more than 2,000 amos from their place, even if he himself was allowed to have an Erev Tchumen. And Rabbi Yochanan Uri holds that a sleeping person is the same as an ownerless object. And therefore, he gets 2,000 amos. Uvedinu deliflug bekalim. And really, the machlokas in the Mishnah could have not only been by a human being who falls asleep, it could also be by vessels. It's the same issue, by clay hefker. The hard the kamiflugi, but Adam lo diecha kocha the rabbanon, the avagav diecha lememar, hoil, vineyar, kana yoshinam, kana kamash melandolo. And the reason why the Mishnah decides to tell you that halacha by humans is that there's a chiddush by humans that you don't have by objects. By humans, maybe you could have said, if the guy had been awake, obviously he would have intended to have 2,000 amos. Now he fell asleep, nabuch. So you might have thought, we still give him an honorary 2,000 amos. I'm sorry. Yeah. Right. So Kamash Malan, that the Chachamim, all these opinions, the Mishnah argue in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, and they say, no, sorry, Charlie, even though we agree with you that a Keli that's Hefker gets 2,000 amos because it doesn't have a mind, but a human being that's sleeping, I'm sorry, I said it wrong again. Let's try it a third time. The same Achlokis that we have by Kalim between Chacham Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri about whether a Hefker Kli gets 2,000 amos or not is the same Achlokis by human beings. Why did Mishnah decide to teach me? Means teach you a chiddush that not only did the Chachamim argue by Kalim and say that it doesn't get 2,000 amos, but even a human, that you might have thought if the human was awake, he gets 2,000 amos because he's going to intend. So you might have thought for a human, we give him an honorary tchum. Kamash Mulan, know that the Chachamim argue in Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri not only by Kalim, but even by human. That's one way of viewing the Mishnah. Says the Gemara, Odilma, maybe the Mishnah meant something else. No. Kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri ba'alma chefzi hefker ein konin shvisa. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that when it comes to a kli that's hefker, a kli does not get 2,000 amos. And if you find a kli on Shabbos, even within an Eruv, you're not allowed to carry it more than 4 amos. Because when Shabbos came in, this is a hefker kli, it doesn't have more than 4 amos. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds humans are different. And humans, we give them an honorary 2,000 amos. Because had he been awake, he would have been kona shvisa. So now that he's asleep, we also give him 2,000 amos. Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma. So the Gemara wants to know, what's the answer to this? What's really the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri Chachamim? Amar Rav Yosef, Tashma, come near proof. Gishamim, sheyardu, me'erev, yantif. If rain falls on Erev Yontif and nobody was zochet to them until Yontif started, so the rain is kona shvisa. You're allowed to carry the rainwater 2,000 amos if it rained on Erev Yontif. But Yontif, if the rain fell on Yontif itself, harein karagli kol adam. So here you see rainwater was kona shvisa, even though it was ownerless on Erev Yontif. But if it fell on Yontif, so they weren't, this rain wasn't kona shvisa. So whoever zochen it, the water has the same tchum rules as whoever zochen it first. Now, how can we prove the case of the Mishnah? Iyamet bishlama. It would make sense to say, Kasav Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri chefzei hefker konin shvisa. The Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri holds that chefzei hefker do acquire shvisa. Hamani Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri. So this author of this price is Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, that the rainwater that fell yesterday gets 2,000 amos even though it was ownerless. Ela I amrit chefzei hefker ein konin shvisa. If you want to tell me that Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri agrees to all the other opinions that chefzei hefker are not konin shvisa, so who's the author here? Hamani lo Rabbi Yochanan lo Rabbanan. Here you see that rainwater is kona shvisa. Yosef Abai v'kamer lo l'hashmaita. Amali Rav Safra l'abai v'dilma g'shamim asmuchin li'ir askinon. Maybe we're talking about rainwater that fell right outside the city. Va'an she'os ayir daitem alayu. And the people who live in the city, they have these pools right outside the city, so they have kavana that the rainwater that falls on Erev Yontif should be part of our city's irrigation system. Amale, Abai says to Rav Safra, lo salka daitach. No, don't say that's the pshat. Can't say that's the pshat. Disnan. Because we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Beitza, bor shel yachid kiragle yachid, a bor of water owned by a yachid. If someone buys him from him, he's only allowed to, I guess he bought it on Shabbos, he's only allowed to carry them as far as the original owner was able to walk. Yeah, bor, the water, because only a bor, the Ritva writes here, only a bor, the water is still, that's not moving. If it was a river, it wouldn't be the same halacha, but a bor is kona shvisa b'makoma. A river is never kona shvisa b'makoma, it's always moving, even if it belongs to a yachid. And if the bala bor had made an eruv tchumah to the east, if somebody else purchases it from him, he can't now take it to the west. Not even one step. So says Rashi. So bar shel yachid kiragla yachid. So if I invite somebody over to my house to give him a drink, if my eruv is 4,000 amas to the left, he's not allowed to carry it one amma to the east, even with an eruv. Vishel osa ha'ir, kiragle osa ha'ir. A well that belongs to the city, you can take it, you have 2,000 amas in the city in every direction. Vishel ole bavel, kiragle hamamale. It follows whoever, the wells that were designated for the people going up to Eretz Yisrael, whoever would take the water from it, the water would follow his halacha. Whoever filled up the water. So the Mishnah says, Cheftzei Hefker do not acquire Shvisa B'Mekomam. And that's why the water of Ole Bavel follows whoever picks it up. V'tanya, nevertheless, we have another braisa that contradicts this. Bor Shel Shvatim, Yeishlam Apayim Amel Choruach. It's 2,000 amas for the bor of the Ole Regal. Kashina Dodi Elav Shmamino. Must be the machlokas is whether or not a bor of hefker, does it have 2,000 amas like Rabbi Yochanan Menuhi or not? So this is Abaye's answer. Since we find the machlokas tanoim, it must be that our Mishnah is also arguing about this issue, whether cheftzei hefker are konin shvisa b'mekoma. Ki asa l'kamed Rav Yosef, when Abaye came in front of his Rebbe, Rav Yosef, amar le, hachi ka'amar Rav Safra, v'hachi ahadrele. So he told his Rebbe, Rav Safra thought to prove one way, and I answered him no. So the Rebbe Rav Yosef said to Abaye, why'd you have to go run to the Steirin Brises? You should have proven to Rav Safra from the words of the Brise itself, it's clear that it's not talking about rainfall that's close to the city. If you think we're talking about rainfall that was close to the city. Ha, yeshlan apayim amel l'chol ruach. So then the Brisa should not have used the language of yeshlan apayim amel l'chol ruach. Ha, kirag le'anchi osar eribayle. The Brisa should have said, if it's considered to be, like usually saying Rav Safra, that the reason why the rainwater outside the city has, it shouldn't have said 2,000 amos, it got the wrong halacha. You should have said that you get 2,000 amos from outside the city, meaning you become like all the inhabitants of the city, which means you can walk in the entire city, plus 2,000 amas in any direction outside the city. So that's a proof that Rav Safra's take is wrong in the Braisa. Amar Mar. Should we start here or should we stop here? 1 second. Let's do a little bit more. Amar Mar, we learned earlier in the Braisa, B'yantif harein karagli kol adam, if the rain falls on Yantif, it didn't have Shvisa, so it follows whoever picks it up. V'amai likni Shvisa bo'kainus. Where was this rainwater when Shabbos entered? In the Atlantic Ocean. Because the Gemara is not going to give you a little lesson in how rainwater comes. All the water, apparently, all rainwater starts in the ocean. Then it goes up to the clouds. And then it comes down and pours down on the... So it should be limited by the tchum of the ocean. Wow. Says the Gemara. Lema, Delok Rabbi Eliezer. Maybe by saying that we don't say this, that's going against Rabbi Eliezer. Dik Rabbi Eliezer ha'amar, the Meseches Tainus, kol ha'ulum kula mimeo kainus hishosa. All the rainwater of the world comes from the ocean. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, come on. Ha'cha ba'avim shiniskashim erev yadam eskin. No, we're talking about a case where it was already cloudy on Erev Yontif. So the water was already in the clouds on Erev Yontif. So the Gemara asks, okay, so let it follow the tchum of the clouds. Well, first the Gemara has a different question. How do you know it's the same clouds? No, we saw it was the same clouds. The same clouds had the water Erev Yontif. Another answer is, have a suffix de devreim, it's a suffix de rabbanon. The suffix de devreim lahakel. We don't know exactly where the water came from. So it's a suffix de rabbanon lahakel. Ask the Gemara, v'likne shvisa ba'avim. Okay, so maybe you should say the tchum depends on the clouds. Tifshut mina de'ein tchum in l'malame asara. We should bring a raya to the halacha we had before. All's question is there tchum when something's above 10 tfachim. So the clouds are above 10 tfachim. Say the all the dinim of tchum don't apply when something's above 10 tfachim. De'ei yesh tchumin. Likne shvisa ba'avim. Answer the Gemara l'olame malach she'yesh tchumin. Maya be'eva mivli b'liya. Don't bring me rayas from the clouds. Come on, the water in the clouds, it doesn't even exist. It's like swallowed up in the clouds. It's not considered to be halachically in existence. So you can't tell me that you got to be worried about the Tchum Shabbos, that the water that's in the clouds shouldn't be able to go more than 2,000 amma from the cloud. It's as if they don't exist. Says the Gemara, well, it doesn't give up. Kol shekein. If they didn't exist at all, the Havilu Nolad, the Asire. If you tell me they weren't existing on Erev Shabbos, it should be Nolad. It should be Aser, it should be Mukta. The Gemara accepts that. Ella, so rainwater that rains on Shabbos sounds like it's Mukta. Ella, Maya Ba'avim Meinad Naide. The Gemara says, the water inside the clouds, they're always moving around. Something that's not in one place is not Kona Shvisa. Hashdas lahachi. Okanis nami lo lukshilach. There's no question from the ocean either. Maya bokanis nami made a naide. Vitanya learned in the Braisa. Naharos amoshchin. Rivers that are flowing. Umayonos anovim. And wellsprings that are moving. Harehin karagli kol adam. They follow any person who fills up from them because since they're moving around, they're not Kona Shvisa bimakomam. All right, let's stop here. Everyone should have a wonderful day. Thank you so much for joining. Have a great day.
Have a wonderful day, Rebbe. Thank you so much.